With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Tens of thousands of people attended Charlie Kirk's memorial to remember the slain conservative activist. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The NFL stadium in Glendale, Arizona, served as the venue for a five-hour memorial service that featured elements of a church revival, a political rally, and a state funeral.
Who feels the Holy Spirit in the house tonight?
Charlie was not silenced. His movement is only beginning.
Speaker after speaker, including the President of the United States and top government officials, paid tribute to Kirk's passion, wisdom, friendship, political impact, and Christian faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is defending his AG, Pam Bondi.
President Trump ratcheting up his discussion of pursuing legal cases against some of his political opponents. Saturday, posting on social media, pressing Attorney General Pam Bondi to move forward with investigations, including one into New York Attorney General Letitia James and her mortgage, and a possible threat case against former FBI Director James Comey. Then posting his support of Bondi and Sunday defending her.
She's doing a great job. Pam Bondi is doing a great job. I think Pam Bondi is going to go down as one of the best attorney generals of the ages.
I'm Julie Walker.
Philippine police have arrested 17 people after a chaotic incident near the presidential palace in Manila. This morning, some individuals set fires to tires and threw rocks at riot police. This incident appeared unrelated to two large peaceful anti-corruption protests happening elsewhere in the city. Police stated the situation was contained and emphasized that violence and vandalism would not be tolerated. The scandal has sparked public outrage. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are depressed.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 18% of adults say they are suffering from or being treated for depression. That's up 8 points from 10 years ago, the first time Gallup started asking the question. And who is most likely to be depressed? Young people. The poll reveals that 27% of those under the age of 30 are also struggling with depression. These trends match the country's move away from religious faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Midwest has a well-deserved reputation for friendliness and hospitality, but a new report finds the region is having a problem with anti-Semitism. The survey by the Anti-Defamation League charts a 68% increase in anti-Semitic incidents around the Midwest from 2023 to 2024. The problem is a national and global one. Attacks on Jews have been increasing ever since Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. If you are nostalgic for childhood, here are the finalists for induction into the Toy Hall of Fame.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, and even Snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. They had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, The Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo. Honorees will be announced in November.
The Central Perk Coffee House is set to open a location in New York's Times Square later this fall. Fans of the show Friends will soon be able to enjoy a cup of coffee inside the cozy orange sofa room and have access to all new exclusive merchandise. Central Perk Coffee House will offer coffee fans 6 original coffee blends at the corner of 7th Avenue and 47th Street when the store opens. More details at srnnews.com.